أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ أنتم بالعدوة الدنيا وهم بالعدوة القصوى والركب أسفل منكم ولو تواعدتم لاختلفتم في الميعاد ولكن ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا ليهلك من هلك عن بينة ويحيى من حي عن بينة وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَسَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. We discuss ayat number 42 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the discussion yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the division of the one-fifth of the spoils of war that will be given out to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, close family members and others. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to remember and recall the actual scenario on the battlefield. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all those that were present on the battle of Badr, and all of us should take note of this great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا. That time is also worthy of remembering, that when you, O Ummat, were on the nearer bank, وَهُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الْقُصْوَى, and they were on the further bank. When the Quraysh had come onto Badr, then they settled on that side that was further away from Medina. We discussed on the earlier part of the surah that insofar as the land was concerned, it was more conducive to battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come, he settled on the side that was closer to Madina Munawwara, and that was not conducive to battle because of the ground, the softness of the ground, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this ummah to remember that time. وَالرَّقْبُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. And that was not conducive, whilst the caravan was below you, lower than you. Abu Sufyan's caravan that you originally went out to pursue, that caravan went on to the coastline, and obviously the coastline in altitude will be lower. So that caravan was lower than you, according to historical details. Between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the caravan of Abu Sufyan was just a matter of 3 miles, but that caravan nonetheless had got away. وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about another reality, that if you had appointed a time between you, لَخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِعَادِ, then you would have deferred in that time, you would have not come up and fulfilled that appointment between the two. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about another aspect, that had Allah Rabbul Izzat not taken you out in pursuit of the caravan, then you would have not come head on against the Quraysh of Makkah. If that caravan was not pursued, the Quraysh of Makkah would have not come out. If both of you were planning to fight each other on a common ground, then possibly that would have never happened. Hence Allah says, why all of this? وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed a matter that was to happen. This was the decree of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that you remain ill-equipped, you remain small in number, your mission originally was a mere caravan, so you will remain ill-equipped, you'll remain small in number, and your intention would be this caravan. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted this battle to take place, and hence as Allah had decreed, Allah had decided, this battle had come into being. Why? لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ. So that person who would be destroyed will be destroyed. عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. After a clear sign had been established. وَيَحْيَا مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَا. And that person who was to live would live after a clear sign was established. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is speaking about a destruction, and Allah is speaking about life. Allah is speaking about death, and Allah is speaking about life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in a dual context, that those people who die on kufr, they would die on kufr after this clear sign of Badr was very evident to them, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba are on haqq, and they had the nusrat and the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Abu Jahl and his army were on batil, on falsehood. So whoever dies after this battle will know that this was a clear sign and indication of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would support and who is on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who live, they would live with iman, and they would live with iman also with a clear sign that this battle had taken place, and hence they know that they are on the right path, and the nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come upon them. Wa inna allaha lasami'un alim. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most definitely sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the plea of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum when they said Ameen, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also heard the haughty words of the Quraysh of Makkah. Alimun, Allah ta'ala is all knowing. Allah knows that sincerity in the heart of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. And Allah Ta'ala had known the arrogance of the Quraysh of Makkah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.